Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King, we give praise and glory to your name. For you are worthy, Heavenly Father, to be praised by the whole of your creation. Gracious and merciful Father, we ask you to continue extending to each and every one of us your grace, your mercy, and your compassion. We pray that you forgive us all, Heavenly Father, for the sin we commit against you, knowingly and unknowingly, willingly and unwillingly, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen us all.
He did.
That we may be obedient to your voice, that we may be submissive to your divine will, that we may walk according to the call.
He did.
Worthily, Heavenly Father. That we, Heavenly Father, through your Son, be the example that you desire us to be, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you bless each and every one of us who are suffering mentally or emotionally, physically or spiritually, Heavenly Father. We ask you to help us to overcome whatever hinders us in our walk with you. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for your Son, our elder, as he brings forth a message this evening, as he continues what you have put upon his heart to bring to the light, Heavenly Father. We humbly and we sincerely ask you in the name of your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon-coming King, to enlighten us all, Heavenly Father, according to your divine will. Beshem Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, Beth Yahweh. Praise be to Yahweh for giving us another opportunity that we might come together. But, you know, as usual, you know, I get my little jitters. And today I played some DJ Rogers. Some of you old heads may know something about DJ Rogers, but I played some DJ Rogers. And I hadn't listened to him in a long while. But then as I was listening to the album, you know, every cut on there says something about love. Love will make it better. Hold out for love. What was the other one on there? Saved by love. Well, you know, it just, I don't know, music calms me, especially when it's inspirational. But that same love, you know, Yahweh gives us, you know, to comfort us, to, you know, to let us know that he's there and that he cares, you know. But it's only through his grace his honor, you know, that I'm here today, you know. Brother Amin El, you know, coming to you all again this afternoon, this evening, with another word about this, not just the coronavirus, but looking at taking a little deeper look at the virus and how it can potentially affect, not just how it can potentially affect us, but some of the things that we can do individually and prayerfully as a group, you know, now that, you know, we're all being quarantined. Now, let me just put this out there. Now, you know, a lot of times I put things out there, you know, out there. Well, sometimes I put things out there just so I can get some feedback and have the congregation chime in on, you know, what we could do, what we should be doing. You know, I just want to be a springboard to jog your thoughts on a few things and get your input. You know, right now today, a lot of us are looking at being at home for a period of time. You know, and we really don't know, you know, how long. You know, there's a potential that, you know, you could possibly be home for months. We don't know this. But, you know, here at Beth Yahweh, you know, regardless of how long we're going to be inundated and not able to go to work, you know, we're going to continue to pray as Brother Yaquiel, Rabbi, sent out a text the other day. We're going to continue to pray for ourselves, our households, and our families, and the members of Beth Yahweh. And we're going to continue, you know, to hold steadfast in our faith and let Yahweh guide us and comfort us through whatever it is that we might be going through. You know, Yahweh has put it on our rabbi's heart to guide us. You know, Rabbi has guided us in such a way that we've come to know, you know, our Heavenly Father. You know, that we as a flock have been able to follow and observe the commandments of Yahweh. You know, that in itself is a blessing. But with us doing that, Yahweh has told us continuously, not has he told us, but he's showing us that if we continue to walk in the ways of our elders, that no harm shall come to us. You know, we're going to continue to walk in the light of faith and do as suggested from our leaders. And I don't mean sense, I'm not talking in a worldly sense, I'm talking in our spiritual sense. We have spiritual leaders, you know, that's been guided through Yahweh to bring us messages. So let's continue down those paths. And, you know, at the end, when all this is over with, you know, we'll have quite a story to tell. But as Rabbi and the Morays say, from time to time, we're going to have to continue to guard our gates. We have to continue to guard our gates in a spiritual sense and in a worldly sense. And in a worldly sense, we're going to have to continue to seek guidance on, and when I say seek guidance from our spiritual leaders, you know, as to some of the directions and some of the steps that we might take. We don't want to find ourselves in these quote unquote rough times, getting out of step or getting out of flavor with the word of Yahweh. You know, I've been thinking, excuse me, on different ways that, and you know, appreciate some input on this, you know, on different ways that, or different things that we can do to stay in touch during this period of time. You know, different things and different ways that we can reach out to one another with, you know, with love. You know, because, you know, being cooped up in the house 24/7 is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. You know, especially when you know, we're used to having that freedom. We're used to going places unrestricted. We're used to doing things unrestricted. But we got to guard our gates now. And that can be a little troubling to, you know, to some of us. But one of the things that Rabbi suggested that we do, we have this time now devoted to the Word, reading the Word. You know, a couple of weeks ago, someone mentioned the fact that there haven't been a lot of posts postings on the site that we post on of different prayers of different biblical writings. You know, let's step our game up and do that. You know, I don't make it a point to actually look at my messages, but I see when I have to. You know, and I'm gonna start doing that a little more often. I'm gonna start engaging in areas that, you know, I feel, you know, I've got to engage in. You know, but more so than anything, you know, like normally, you know, if it's something post, you know, like if you post it at 5 o'clock, sometime I may not read it till 11, 12 o'clock at night. But I'm gonna have to make it a point to start looking at that a little sooner. You know, it's confident in the word of Yahweh. And let's you know, let's make that a part of our daily walk. But if if someone reads a daily passage in the morning, because a lot of us do that in the morning, we have our daily word that we might read, or some of us may have a word that comes in through automatically online. You know, you read something that touches you, you know, like print it, and it may touch someone else also. You know, let's try and start doing things like that. But, you know, in the meantime, you know, if someone has an idea, you know, bring it forth, you know, so that we can all stay in touch and, you know, actually get a little closer. You know, we're not, allow this situation to separate us in any kind of way, in any kind of way. You know, draw our camp a little closer, a little tighter, you know, during these times. And then when the times get better, you know, hey. But, you know, that's just some of what, you know, I'm feeling this evening. You know, we don't want to, you know, because I know for myself, you know, I'm one of nine. I'm one of nine. Matter of fact, I'm number three in line. I've got two sisters older than myself, and everybody else is younger than myself. But out of my nine siblings, I think I talked to three of them. You know, then I got my mother, got my children. They talk to me sometimes. They talk to me sometimes. And, you know, like, hey, I ain't mad at them. But you know, like sometimes I feel all I have is Yahweh and Beth Yahweh. You know, I mean, you know, probably first time I ever said that, but it's fact, and I know it. You know, so in these hard times, and during this period of time, let's try to find ways to draw closer to one another. You know, some of the things that came to my mind was, you know, while we're at home, you know, seeking things to do, let's take a look at the situation in which we're confronted with right now. You know, a year ago, you know, none of us would have thought that we would, you know, we would be here, that this is what we will be confronted with. But here we are. You know, I think going forward, this is just food for thought, going forward, that we might want to take a closer look at this world and how it's changing and the direction that it's headed. You know, this time it was a pandemic. You know, what's it going to be next time? Is it going to be a power outage? Is it going to be some type of race war? Is it going to be, you know, we don't know. It's 100 different things that can occur, you know. And truly, we can't be prepared for everything. But, you know, if we just take the time out and sit down and think about, you know, the things that we can do and individually, you know, what we can do, you know, for our households, because, as you know, especially the men, you know, like these are things that we should be these are things that we should be doing, EK, to ensure that you know, our families are safe, that our families are on solid ground. You know, let's take a look at some of these things now and start, you know, making preparations, you know, for the things that you feel, you know, would help your family in a situation down the road. You know, God knows, we don't know what may happen. You know, Yahweh have our back, but He also wants us to do all that we can in the meantime to ensure that we will, you know, we want to be prepared as much as we possibly can. You know, I had made a suggestion last Sabbath, speaking to the brothers about getting some micro green seeds. It doesn't require a lot. You know, just dig up a little soil, rake it up a little bit, put your seeds down. Throw your seeds down there, and then take the back of that rake and cover them up, water it, and let them do their thing. You know, if this thing prolongs and you can't get to the store, or if you ain't got no money, or whatever reason, you know, you gonna have greens in your yard. You have greens in your yard. You know, there's different ways to there's ways that you can even grow, you know, some things right in your windowsills. You know, if you buy lettuce, you know, the stump of the lettuce, don't cut it too short. Take that stump, and I have done this. Take that stump, put it in some water, and set it by the window. If you can't put it outside, set it by the window. It'll keep growing. You keep growing. You know, you find the same thing with a lot of vegetables. You know, You know, you might want to experiment with, you know, depending on what kind of light you're getting in your house, with doing things like that. Even growing in a pot. Even growing things in a pot. You know, being resourceful. You know, while you're at home right now, think about those things. You know, the little things that you think you can do, give it a shout. I mean, give it a try. Because ultimately, you know, like anything that you do today is going to benefit you tomorrow. You know, all the knowledge that you gain today could possibly benefit you tomorrow in a situation that, you know, where it comes needed at. Where it comes needed at. You know, sure, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of times, we don't particularly need that information right now, but, you know, when the time comes, surely, you know, that memory bank of yours is going to kick in and it's going to come right to your forefront. Yeah, I remember this, that, and the third. You know, so don't be afraid, you know, to do something different. You know, I mentioned once before, you know, about taking a look at what would happen if we were in a situation and you'd be at work or you cross town and all of a sudden there's gridlock. You can't move from point A to point B. You know, what you going to do? How are you going to get in touch with your loved ones? You know, have you thought about that? Time to think about it. We don't know what's going to happen, but just in case there is a possibility, you got a plan in hand. You know, your wife is at work. You might be out running around doing some things. How are you going to get in touch with your wife? You know, have you all made plans, you know, to possibly, you know, meet somewhere together? You know, if you're driving, you know, like, and you can't drive, what you going to do? You know, we live in some trying times, and it's things like that, like this, that should make you wanna, you know, take a look at, you know, not just what's going on, but different ways that you may have to react to certain situations, and thinking about that, you know, like making adjustments accordingly. Making adjustments accordingly. You know, for the past few years, dealing with his back pain, this, that, and the third, you know, like, for real, you know, I haven't wanted to do no daggone running, this, that, and the third, but I see whereby, you know, I really need to step up my game and get my body in a little bit better shape than what it's in. Because goodness knows, you know, like, I may, you know, anything might happen. I may have to do some walking. And if it comes down to that, I want to be able to. You know, I really do. Because, this, like I say, it's no question that it's a possibility of something occurring when and where. We really don't know. We don't know. But if we're doing things today to try to help that situation later on, we'll be better prepared for it. And that's what we want to do. That's how we want to pace ourselves, put ourselves in a position where things are not going to be as bad as they may seem. We're living in some real tough times, and tough times call for different measures. So let's, you know, take a look at our own different situations and try to come up with solutions now and not later. Let us not get caught behind the eight ball and try to figure out what it is that we need to do. You know, with Yahweh's love and his blessing, we're going to be okay. We're going to be just fine. We're going to be just fine. You know, the devil is, he's wise and he's busy. He's busy. But we know that we serve a Father that no matter what, he won't deny us. So we've got to stay strong. We've got to stay vigilant in all that we do. I don't know. Earlier this week, you know, I was thinking about and read by, you know, this is something I probably should have ran by him before I even opened my mouth about it. But Brother Ivy on Sundays have a walk. I don't know, you know, I would imagine it would be okay, you know, if we came together in situations like that. You know, we all be outside, you know, but we all be outside and you know, out in nature. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. You know, but you know, that's one of the things that some of our brothers and sisters are doing. You know, but we've got to, you know, we can't stay in the house. And I'll tell you why. You know, it came more to my attention this evening, listening to a doctor talking. And a lot of us, especially the elderly amongst us, if you aren't taking vitamin D, take vitamin D. If you aren't taking vitamin D, take vitamin D. You know, we get it from the sun. And vitamin D is one of the building blocks for all your other vitamins. You know, vitamin D efficiency can cause these flus and these viruses to come down on you a lot quicker, a lot harder. You know, I've been taking vitamin D for a while and never really gave it a whole lot of thought until I saw it on TV. But we do get D from the sun. And if we're not outside in it, it's no way that we can receive it. But it might be, like I say, for those of us, the seniors, it's a good thing to take, not just the seniors, but but all of us, you know, but seniors in particular, take that vitamin D. You know, and fresh air is always a good thing. Exercise those lungs, you know, get those white blood cells to pumping, circulating. You know, it's preparing ourselves for, you know, whatever survival that we may have to, you know, we may have to incur. You know, I was with the wife one day this week, and you know, she's running, I'm walking, and I started to run. And I had to shut down after, I didn't run far, before I had to, you know, actually stop. But then, as I began to walk again, like something inside me told me that if I wanted to run further, I'm going to have to dig down a little bit deeper in order to be able to do so. And I got to thinking about that, and it wasn't that I didn't know, but I never thought about those things, you know, because I used to run. And I know that, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're running, you want to stop, but if you dig deep, you can find it within you to go a little bit further. You know, Yahweh can will you, you know, he can give you the strength, you know, just to go a little bit further. You know, and that's what I did. And I didn't think about the shortness of breath. I didn't think about the heaviness in my legs. You know, the Father, if the whatever we, how can I put this? You know, Yahweh wants us to be, you know, spiritually strong, but he also wants us to be strong in our will, you know, to do the things that we need to do. And sometimes it's painful. Sometimes sometimes it just hurts a little bit. But, you know, it's those times that you really got that we have really got to dig just a little bit deeper to get the results that we're looking for. You know, the Father will take, you know, he'll pick us up and carry us over that finish line. But we got to have it in our mind that it's possible. You know, if I'm thinking all the time, if I had thought, you know, about this, how heavy my legs was that day or how short I was of breath, you know, I wouldn't have been able to, you know, pick it up and run a little bit further. But he picked me up and he carried me a little bit further. And the next time I stopped, you know, like I felt good because I knew that he had given me the strength. Go just a little bit further. Just a little bit further, you know, and our walk, prayerfully, you know, it won't come down to that, but we just don't know. You know, sometimes, you know, when you put in situations, you know, you got to call upon, you know, Yahweh and ask him for that strength, you know, just to get you through that, just to get you over that obstacle. You know, if you've ever been in the military, and gone through basic training or, you know, even, you know, advanced military tactics. You know, a lot of times, you know, you're pushed. Your will is being pushed. Your will is being tested. You know, just how strong are you? And I'm not, you know, and I'm not saying that to say that there's any of us amongst us, you know, there are some weak people. That's not the case at all, you know. But I'm saying this so that we can, you know, just strengthen ourselves, you know, so that we can go that extra mile. You know, this is the time now. You know, Yahweh has given us time, you know, to think about some things and do some things a little different. To do some things, you know, he's given us time now, you know, where we can, you know, a lot of us are at home, you know, like sometimes, you know, we don't have the luxury when we're working of actually doing a clean out. You know, we don't have that luxury, but we're home now. You know, make it a family thing. You know, with everybody, you know, 2-3 days, 4 days. You know, you ain't got to do it a week. You know, do a clean out. You know, it's quite amazing, you know, just how you feel after that period of time. For real. You know, reset the body. Reset the body. You know, this, you know, a lot of times our bodies break down because of all the stress and because of food and the stress that we put upon it. You know, our organs need a break. Give them the break that they need. You know, it's, you know, that's another area where your will is being tested. You know, Yahushua went out in the desert for what? 49 days? For 49 days, he fasted and prayed. You know, so surely, you know, 2, 3, 4 days won't kill us. You know, and you know, I'm not gonna tell you, you know, what kind of cleanse to do or what kind of fast to do. That's particular. That's up to you. But it's something that you know we have the time that we can do now. We have the time we can do now. Because believe me, it's a very rejuvenating feeling. You know, once you've gone through it. You know, you find you have a little more energy. A lot of times your complexion will change up. You know, a lot of times, you know, some of the aches and pains that we have are removed. You know, but, you know, it all goes back to, you know, what we're putting in. You know, and just to look at it, look at that a little further. You know, like once you've done the clean out, you know, think about how you might be able to do things just a little different after you finished. You know, how you might, you know, be able to eat a little more vegetables. You know, instead of eating fried foods 5 days a week, you know, eat fried foods a few days a week. Just suggestions, that's all. That's all it says, just a suggestion. You know, things that we can't be doing. You know, I'm sure, you know, those of you fellas, you know, you probably got honey-do lists. You know, probably doing that. But, you know, there's still room for, you know, doing some other things. Still room for doing some other things. You know, it's not going to get no better no time soon, family. We're in one thing. We're going to leave, and I'm pretty sure most of you have already seen this and figured it out. But we're going to leave out of the pandemic. And we're going to get right into something else. This is just the beginning. The way I see it is pandemic going to be around for a while. And maybe within the next month or so, they're going to start talking about this great recession that we're in. There's no way, you know, we can't avoid that now. Can't avoid that now, you know, and even towards that end, something I was thinking about today, and then just so happened it popped up on news feed that I had on my daggone computer, you know. But our people over in D.C. For the last couple of days been very presidential, but. You can even look forward to him in some kind of way trying to forego voting in November. Yeah, I'm looking for him to do that. You know, but this isn't going to be over for a while. You know, so, you know, let's hunker down, you know, let's, you know, continue to, you know, pray for one another, you know, pray for our families and seek good counsel, you know, in the things that we do. And allow Yahweh, you know, to work his will in our lives. You know, there's an old saying, turn it over to the care and the will. You know, because it's going to be going on for a while. It's going to be going on for a minute. You know, think about it. Okay, think about this. You know, like this country put itself in a real bad position because it depended on China for virtually everything. Okay, I'm just trying to paint a picture for you. Like most of our medicines come from China. Most of the things that's needed right now today come from China. You know, you ain't got, you know, like little do we know it, but a lot of these hand sanitizers, this, that, and the other, it comes from China. It may not come from China bottled up, but the liquid itself comes from China, and they put it in bottles here. That's the reason why, you know, ain't nothing in the shelf, ain't nothing in the store. Don't you think that if those people had that stuff in the warehouse, that it would be in the store? Come on now. Stuff coming from China. So, you know, because our government, you know, has allowed, you know, the manufacturing and everything to go to China because big business didn't want to pay people living wages and they want to get product as cheap as they can, we're going to have to suffer for a while. You know, this thing is for real, man. This thing is far-reaching. You know, it's worse than what they're telling us. They're not telling us everything. They're telling us just enough that's gonna keep you cool. Okay. Think about this. Like when this thing first started, like they did one thing. They took one measure. Then a week later, they took another measure. What do you think the next measure going to be? You know, they already talking about, well, people over in Washington, they done closed the border to Canada today. If these states so feel like it, they're gonna you know, stop all traffic in and out of states unless it's commerce. You know, unless one of these big trucks that's going to be bringing in some goods. You know, none of us, you know, I've never lived under martial law, so I don't know anything about it, but other than what I've read, you know. But, you know, that's something else you might want to think about. We're in troubling times, man. You know, especially when we have a government that's not totally truthful, that's not honest. And I'm not saying all this to bash the government, but, you know, facts are facts. Facts are facts. You know, they're not totally honest with us. You know, this coronavirus, you know, is getting worse as the days go by. You know, every morning you wake up, you know, you hear so many people passing away, and you hear so many cases, so many new cases. You know, some of the actions that they're taking, I can understand. But all in all, you know, throughout all of this, you know, we still got to be resilient. You know, we still got to stand tall. And we still got to find a way, well, we still got to make a way, you know, so that we can continue to survive through this. Yes, Yahweh is going to be with us. But it doesn't hurt if we've prepared ourselves in certain ways. Let us not forget that. Let's not forget that, because it's imperative, you know, that we begin to think outside the box of the possibilities. And, you know, as I've said before, I'm not trying to scare nobody, but it's a reality to all of this. It's a reality to all of this. I talked to my daughter the other day. My daughter works for over at Georgetown, over at George Washington University. And they've got a real estate department over there she works in. And she was telling me how some of her coworkers didn't think anything about this coronavirus thing and didn't go out and, you know, prepare themselves for this, that, and the third. And they came to work one day complaining because they didn't have this and didn't have the other. So, you know, people on the job being, you know, in the goodness of their heart, you know, like made sure that they had certain items. You know, you try to go to the store now and find some things you ain't finding them. You go in the store, you know, like around where used to be meat. You know, they save more electricity. Ain't no meat. You know, over there, where you used to find the toilet paper, you know what they got over there now? All that stuff that they had in the back and they couldn't sell. Oh, yeah, they've got, people have talked about conspiracy, this conspiracy, that might be a conspiracy, I don't know. Doesn't really, for me, for real, it doesn't really matter, because the reality is, you know, whatever it is, it's here, and if I don't do certain things, it's going to affect me just like the next guy. So it doesn't matter to me whether it's a conspiracy or not. But one thing for certain, two things for sure, like I said, if we don't do certain things, prepare ourselves, you know, we're going to be affected by our inaction. You know, we're living in some times where we got to think out the box. Got to think outside the box. You know, I don't. We're being tested once again. We're being tested. You know, we've got to guard our gates. Got to guard our gates. But we also will have to make sure that our brothers and sisters are doing okay. I'm on that again. You know. But let's take a look at these things and let's think about these things. Let's take a look at these things and think about, you know, all the different possibilities, the scenarios, you know, what possibly can happen. And formulate a plan now rather than later to insulate ourselves as much as we possibly can for the we've been blessed by the best. You know, I pray, you know, as my voice goes out, that all the Yahweh family is doing well. You know, that nobody is suffering. You know, but it's only for the grace, for Yahweh's grace. Continue to do what we've been doing. Follow the edit of Brother Yatayel, because every day or every other day, he's sending out texts of encouragement, of things to do. You know, let us follow those things. It won't be long now, one day at a time, one day at a time. You know, I don't know how we can find a way that we can, well, we can, I do know, because we can, you know, have conference calls, we can set up days during the week where we can go online, you know, and text back and forth, you know, but let's find some time, you know, to come together, the men, and come up with some ideas that we can use going forward to shelter ourselves from some of these storms that's come that could possibly be coming for. I don't have all of the ideas, and I definitely don't have all the solutions. But as I stated, like a lot of times I just put things out there so I can get feedback. Let us, have dialogue about these things. And not trying to scare nobody. Once again, I'm not trying to scare nobody, but it's a reality. It's a reality. They want to give everybody $1,000. They want to give, they want to give all us working stiffs $1,000, but they're going to give Marriott billions of dollars. I'm not quite understanding that, but that's what they're going to do. But we've got to find ways to take care of ourselves in light of everything that's going on. Because, see, the same way they're going to, my sister called me earlier today, and she told me, she said, they sent her check for $1,000. She gonna send it back to them. So I'm asking her, I said, why are you gonna send it back? She said, well, they ain't just giving away nothing. I said, no, you're right. They're not just giving away nothing. But just think about this now. They're gonna give you $1,000, but they're gonna give Marriott millions of dollars. They're gonna give, all of these companies, they're gonna give them millions of dollars. The same companies that has been raping us and raking in all of this money over the past 3, 4, 5 years. They're gonna give them a bailout like they really need one. For real. But at the end, that $1,000 that they're supposedly going to give everybody, you're going to wind up paying it back anyway because they're going to increase your taxes. And that's what I told her. I said, if you really don't want the check, just, sign your name on it, send over my house. Because I know at the end of the day, like I say, whether you get $1,000 or not, if they help out Marriott, you're going to wind up paying it back anyway. These jokers ain't right, man. I ain't got to tell y'all. But it's real. It's real out here. The things that they're doing. Is it a conspiracy? I don't know. But I do know that anything and everything that they do is going to have far-reaching. Anything and everything they do is going to have, is going to touch us. Especially when it comes to this money part. like I said, we're getting ready, to dive deep into a recession. And it's, once again, it's going to be on the backs of the little people. Just how hard it's going to be, I don't know. But I do know it's going to be a hard one. They're printing money now they ain't got. $1 trillion ain't got that kind of money. Think about this. Think about it. Where they get it from? What the United States is doing, what the United States is doing is they're borrowing money from China and Japan. And how are they able to get that money? They're able to get that money because there are a lot of prized industries in this country. And it's more or less used as collateral. Don't think for one minute that when they go to borrow money that they don't have to use something as collateral. They say gold, but how many of y'all believe that is that much gold on gold down in Fort Knox? Okay, it's not. It's different industries. prayerfully. You know, we know Japan ain't gonna do it. You know, that's you know, one of our main training partners. They've been borrowing money from Japan for years. But if China so deemed to do so, you know, they're calling them chips tomorrow. We want our money. What you think gonna happen? They even gonna have to give them what they want, or China just send them 2 billion men over here to take it. But getting back on point. It's gonna be a price to pay for this one. It's gonna be a price to pay. You know, but Yahweh willing, we're gonna weather the storm. We're gonna weather the storm, you know. And we're gonna, you know, each and every day we're gonna rejoice in Yahweh. We're gonna rejoice in Yahweh, knowing that whatever they do, it's not gonna affect us. It's not going to affect us. It's not going to, you know, cause us to lose our minds. It's not going to cause us to argue, fuss, and fight. It's not going to cause us any type of distress. That's what these things do. You know, if it's a conspiracy, you know, it was made to hurt you. But let's stay strong. You know, let's stay strong in the word, as our leader has told us to do. Let's pray for one another. And when that day comes, when we can come back together, we can all sit in Yahweh's house and just say one big hallelujah together, because we'll know. We didn't know at that time that he's been with us. We're not going to lose a soldier. We're not going to lose a soldier to this. He's told us that. You know, we're doing what it is he's told us to do. Let's keep doing that. Let us not stray to the left. Let us not stray to the right. Let us not add to or take away from his words. We serve an awesome God. You know, it's it's going to be through the blood of His Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. You know, that we're going to be able to make it through. You know, He told us, you know, His coming was for the forgiveness of our sins. You know, let us continue, like I say, to listen to Brother Yaakel, his teachings. Let us, on Sabbath Eve, listen to the Moray's bring the word. You know, let us not fall away from Yahweh just because of these calamities that is being brought upon the world. Let us stay strong in this word. Let us use this time to strengthen ourselves, to strengthen our resolve, to strengthen our faith. Trouble won't last long. You know, I was thinking just before I came on, the darkness and the light. You know, it's funny. You know, like you can go to bed, you know, which you really shouldn't, you know, go to bed with a lot of craziness in your mind, then wake up in the morning and all that craziness gone. But, fight this good fight, let us soldier on, as a family, you know, try to find ways to get through this thing together, to look forth now in the coming days and weeks and months to insulate ourselves from some of what may occur later on. you know, I'll tell you something else. You know, and it's, a lot of times there's some good in some of the bad. You know, because even with all this stuff that's going on, like, it can be some good in this. You know, for those of us that has money, you know, look at the interest rate. Look where the interest rate is right now. You know, if you're scared of the stock market, I don't blame you. But real estate is a good thing right now. But even if you know, we aren't ready now, you know, these are things, you know, to talk about. Because it's times like this, you know, where you can find quote-unquote bargains. You can even find people that's, you know, you're going to, you know, later on down the road when things really hit the fan, you can find people that's in distress and going to want, going to need some money. You know, let's come together, man, you know, and sit down and talk about some of these things. Let's come together and try to strategize. Come up with a plan. You know, let's build our own little kingdom. And I'm not talking about the one that the brother was trying to build to bring there. Built to the sky. I ain't talking about a kingdom like that. You know, one where we can, you know, like we can help, you know, use to help one another. You know, we got families, you know, within our congregation, got their own business. You know, there's nothing greater than a man being able to take care of himself. Don't have to rely upon the world to do it. Even though you got to depend on the world for a lot of things when you're in business. You know, that's your own. You call your own shots. You know, let's start thinking towards that end. You know, well, we got some time now. Some of us are working. You know, some of us are in what can be considered as essential jobs. You know, and blessings go out to them because they got to leave their homes every day and going to these areas, these hospitals mainly, and work, not knowing whether they're gonna come in contact with somebody or not. You know, let's pray for them constantly. Let's pray for them constantly. But, you know, like I said, it's, even in the bad times, you know, some good things can come from it. But we got to put ourselves, we got to start thinking outside the box. You know, whatever we want, whatever we do, we want Yahweh's stamp and his approval to be upon it. But now's a good time to start thinking and think about the possibilities. Because there are possibilities now, and it's going to be better possibilities in a few months. For real. You know, we're living in those kind of times. You know, we build up our own little infrastructure, you know, where we can, you know, give our brothers and sisters jobs, you know, where when as our youngins, you know, coming up, you know, we can pull them in. You know, back in the day, you know, I worked for a couple of Jewish families. I used to work for this one family. Never forget them. Last name was Richmond. They were Jews. And last name was Richmond. And in Annapolis, the father, the head of the clan, he had a pharmacy. That was the only pharmacy in Annapolis that black folk could go to. And it was located on the main strip going into the city on West Street. And he owned that. But then his son, what was his name? Doggone. They used to call him Jaime, believe it or not. But he had a grocery store, and I worked in his grocery store. His grocery store was off of West Street. Okay? And I used to work at the store for him. So, you know, working at the store, I got to know his son. I can't call his son's name, but his son had a couple of businesses. And the second business that his son opened up was a pet store. He used to sell goldfish, snakes, and stuff like that. You know, all kinds of, matter of fact, not just goldfish, but all kinds of fish. But during that time, I had some fish myself. I don't know whether it was guppies. I think it was at that time it was guppies that I had. You know, I've had during my course in life, I've had all kinds of animals, snakes. But I had guppies. And I would go over to the store. And one day I was in there, I was talking to him, and he was telling me how the first store he had failed. And his father set him up in this other venture, you know, which was a pet, you know, this pet store. And the way it was, he told me then, the way it was told to him was that he had three opportunities to make it. That his family had given him three opportunities. Now, whether or not, you know, it was Jewish law, and I say Jewish law because they seem to do things a little different than, you know, than with the word. They seem to write some things into the word here and there that's not written in the Bible. But at any rate, he said that they gave him three opportunities, you know, to make it, you know, in business for itself, you know. But I say all that to say, you know, like let's try to build up something so that ones that's coming behind us, you know, can have the opportunity of being a part of, so they don't have to go out into this world. You know, it's you know, the possibilities are endless. You know, we have the time now. Some of us have the time where we can just let our minds flow free and think about these different things. But it's, you know, it's, and it's not beyond, it's really not beyond reality. It's not beyond reality. These things can come about. It can come about. But, you know, here again, you know, I challenge, you know, the brothers, you know, let's find a way, you know, where we can teleconference one evening, you know, and talk about some of these things, where we can discuss some of these things, where we can shuffle some ideas back and forth. You know, and see if Yahweh will put some wind in our sail and, you know, make it happen. You know, it's rough out there. It's going to get rougher, family. It's going to get rougher. But Yahweh got our backs. You know, he's going to provide for us. He's going to provide us. Here again and once again, you know, this coronavirus is it's going to be, you know, a setback for some of us. But let's stay prayed up. You know, let's stay prayed up as a family. I know I've said that over and over and over again. You know, but you know, I do believe. Hey. All I have is Beth Yahweh. You know, I've heard several other brothers mention the same thing. You know, all I have is Beth Yahweh. You know, I want to see everybody in Beth Yahweh in good health, you know, and prosper. You know, it's important to me, you know, that, you know, I have some place to come home to every evening, just like each and every one of you all. You know, it's important to me to know, you know, just how my next meal is going to come about. You know, Yahweh is good. Yahweh is good. Let's continue to bless him coming, bless him going. I think I'm beginning to ramble now. But I think the gist of what I had to say this evening. I have said it, and you know, really, you know, I look forward, you know, to some feedback. You know, I look forward to talking again about this, you know, with the men, you know, us, you know, coming together and formulating a plan of action, you know, to get ahead of the curve, you know, of the next calamity. You know, let's come together and truly make something happen in the name of Yahweh, not in my name, for God's sake, but in the name of Yahweh. You know, I'm just trying to be a facilitator here. That's all I'm trying to do, is be a facilitator. You know, truly, 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 I've been blessed. I've been blessed beyond reason. I've been blessed more than what I have ever would imagine. For real. I never thought that I would live to see 60. I always thought I would die before I was 32. That's how old my mother was when she passed, 32. And I never thought that I would live a day past 32. And I think that thought stayed with me up until I was about 35, 36. And now, you know, I'm 68 now, and, you know, each day I wake up, I thank Yahweh. You know, I've been knowing for quite a long while that it's not me, you know. You know, at one time I used to call it someone else, but I know today that it's Yahweh. It's only through his blessings. And I'm sure each and every member in Beth Yahweh feel the same way. It's only through his grace. You know, he's given us mercy in all that we've done. You know, and for me, I'm going to say hallelujah. I thank him. Beth Yahweh, let's continue to reach out to one another in prayer. Let us find ways during these, I'm going to call them dark days, and not in the sense that we're in darkness, but just in the sense that we're unable to see one another. In these dark days, you know, let's find ways to connect. Let's find ways to connect and stay in touch with one another. You know, because at the end of the day, we ain't got nobody. We all we got. We all we got. You know, it's no wonder that, you know, Yahweh didn't, he didn't choose everybody. He only chose a few. You know, I hear people talk all the time, but they thank God for being amongst the living. Well, I thank God for being amongst the living, but I thank him more for being amongst the people that he has chosen. You know, but let's continue to be valiant, let's continue to be vigilant and walk in his word and be obedient to his word. You know, it's serve a mighty God. You know, I'm going to close out. Before I do, you know, I like to always close out with a word from the Word. And tonight, you know, I'm just gonna close out with something that's very familiar to all of us. You know, one of the first prayers that we were all taught was Psalms 23. You know, I'm going to close out with Psalms 23. You know, it's a real simple prayer, but it's powerful. It's powerful. You know. But if I might, let me read Psalms 23. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff may comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever and forever. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Yahweh, I thank you, dear God, for another opportunity I might come forth, our brothers and sisters, Yahweh. I thank you, Yahweh, once again for giving me this opportunity, Heavenly Father, and I pray and ask that your grace and mercy continue to be with us, Heavenly Father, today and the days going forth, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, and ask that if there's any sick amongst us or any infirm amongst us, Heavenly Father, that you will bless them as you would so see fit, Heavenly Father, that you will render them healed, Heavenly Father, in their illness. Oh, Yahweh, continue to... Yahweh, I pray and ask that you find ways, Heavenly Father, for us to continue to stay together, dear God, that you strengthen us, Heavenly Father, and give us the will, dear God, to in these troubled times, dear God, and in these times where, you know, we can't come together, strengthen us, Heavenly Father, and have us reach out to one another, dear God, to give each other encouragement, Heavenly Father, during these times, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, and ask that you continue to bless Brother Yakiel, Heavenly Father. Continue to shine your light on his vision, Heavenly Father. Continue to give him, Heavenly Father, your word for us, dear God. And pray, Heavenly Father, that we be willing vessels, Heavenly Father, that we might hear, Heavenly Father, and do of what it is that he's given us, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, pray and ask that you keep our mores, Heavenly Father, that you cover them, Heavenly Father, and all that they do, Heavenly Father, and continue to bless them, dear God. Continue to give them that word, Heavenly Father. For we have mighty teachers amongst us, Heavenly Father, but it's only been through your will, Heavenly Father. And it's only been, Heavenly Father, through their obedience to you, Heavenly Father. And I pray, dear God, just ask that they continue to be obedient, Heavenly Father, that they might continue to be enlightened by your word, dear God. Heavenly Father, as members of this congregation, Heavenly Father, those that have got to leave their homes and go out to the world, Heavenly Father, to work or for whatever, dear God, bless them in their goings and in their comings, Heavenly Father. Allow them to go where they got to go and return safely, dear God. Bless Yahweh, let us all say hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Rabbi.
Oh, God covenants with me, I always have the victory. No matter what you take from me, God still gets glory from me. The kingdom suffering violence, and the violence taking my part. So today we make a stand, 'cause we're not taking it. Yes, you're more than.